Good morning. Good morning. If I could have Pastor Sue and Jim, who's religiously looking through his book, Mr. Jim Platt, can I have you come up front, please? We have two emotions going on today, happy and sad. We're happy that Pastor Sue is able to retire and is going to be able to spend more time with Jim, their family, and whatever other adventures the Lord has in store for them. We're also sad that she is retiring. We're going to miss her. She's done many wonderful things. And her and Jim have done a lot of behind-the-scenes things that people aren't even aware of and more than willing to always help. So we will definitely miss them both with all of our hearts. But that being said, we just wish you both the best. And we have a gift for you to show our appreciation. Thank you. Please. You can open the card. He said you can open the card. That's why he's here.
Good luck and goodbye. It won't be the same without you. Wishing you all the best. Sandusky First United Methodist Church congregation and a $200 gift certificate. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So pearl earrings and a pearl necklace. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. We're going to miss you and God bless you both and best of luck in your next chapter.
Was that a bye?
You want to put this on?
Good morning, and welcome to the to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our birthdays are John Patterson and June Potter. Announcement to me. Right. We have an announcement to make. For church, this is the last Sunday school from here till school comes back. So, in between those things, we have Vacation Bible School. We are teaming up with area churches to present a community-wide Vacation Bible School. Wednesday evenings in July at Deerfield Park. If interested in helping, see Ms. Aaron. There are more announcements on the back of your bulletin. Are there any anniversaries?
We'll go to the next thing.
Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing our morning message. Me and Sean are the worship leaders, and Adeline and Audrey are our acolytes. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship.
Now please stand for our praise song number 3003, How Great is Our God.
The children and youth will come forward as we do the pledge to the flags, American and Christian. Some of their songs. Why don't you have a seat? the piano. Thank Miss Paula for playing the piano.
Please join me in our call to worship.
Please stand as able.
Jesus promised that when the Holy Spirit came, he would reveal the truth about God.
Let us open our minds and hearts to the Holy Spirit, that we may better understand God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please stand for our opening hymn, 3104. Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone.
But I thought
The children are doing offering today.
We're going to have you remain seated. The children are going to go ahead and bring up the offering plates and sing our praise. Those of you that are on the radio know that our children and youth are helping out today, and I'm so grateful. Thank you. Now our interpretive choir, so the other children can go ahead and sit down, and we make this transition time. am I supposed to go on after that? We're going to go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our youth and children. All of us of all ages are your children. We ask, Lord, that you continue to open our hearts and minds as we go through worship today, that we hear your message, that we open our heart to you. As hard as it is to say goodbye, we pray, Lord, that you help us to let go. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. The children are coming with envelopes and flowers and plants and, oh my goodness, they're beautiful. Thank you. You have changed the world because you have touched our lives. And they all signed it. God bless you. Thank you. And more flowers and more flowers. I'm just going to send them up there for right now. Yep, thank you. Oh, okay, why don't you guys have a seat? Because I'm going to come and still do a children's message. I think I'm going to try. You want to come? You're too big. Okay, all right. Sometimes she comes up at Deckerville and sometimes not. So we're getting to be that age. All right. So today, did you notice that I'm wearing a red stole? But the colors on the altar are what color? White. That's because today is actually Trinity Sunday, but I'm not like going to really touch base on it because it's my last Sunday. I'm not going to preach the lectionary. I'm going to do something different. But your bulletins say Trinity Sunday. Does anybody know what Trinity means? No, that's kind of a hard word, isn't it? Means three in one. Who do you think it would be? Who? God. Who else? Yep, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. You're absolutely right. That is the Trinity. And so today would have been that message, but instead, I'm going to give you these and you can see more about the Trinity and the words that it talks about. But also, I want to take time to ask what you need prayers for. So if, what do you think you might want me to pray for you as I go from here? Ariana. So you miss your grandma's because you moved here not too long ago. And I understand I'm moving where you came from, not too far from where you came from. And they're on vacation right now. So prayers for grandma and prayers for you since you're not too close to them. Okay, Sean? So grandma also broke a couple ribs. Okay. She's healing. Okay. We'll pray for continued healing, right? What other prayers would you like me to pray for you folks, you kids? Your dog is having fluid in her lungs and having heart attacks. How sad is that? I'm sorry. We will pray. Other prayers? Sean? So your aunt and uncle's dog, Bandit, passed away. That's really hard, isn't it? That's sad. Yeah. Okay. So you hope the dog comes back after Jesus returns? Yeah. It might happen. We don't know. I'm going to pray for little John over here. It's so good to see him. He couldn't come up last week because he was being fed, but I think you got feeding done just in time to come up. So prayers continue for you, Bree and John and Phil. About the rest of you, any other prayers? Okay. And know that I will miss you, and you have done a fabulous job this morning. I am so proud of each one of you. It's been wonderful to see you grow and mature in your faith, and I pray that you will accept Miss Lisa Clark, who's going to be the next pastor coming, just like you accepted me. So know that she loves children, and she will do children's message and get to know you. Yes, Ariana. And, right, there's so many changes. You've had to make new best friends, new teachers, and now you have to have a new pastor. I'm really sorry. And you've been wonderful to get to know in the short time that I've met you. Change is really hard, isn't it? And we all grieve. We're going to talk a little bit about that in our sermon this morning, okay, so you can listen. But know that I am so proud of you, and I love you, and we can remain friends, okay? I won't be your pastor, but I'll be your friend. Let's pray. Dear God, these wonderful children of yours are so precious to me. I ask, Lord, that you bless them and bathe them, hear their prayers and answer them. Whether it's animals that have passed or animals that are having difficulties, all the changes and having new people in lives, and all those that are unspoken, we just pray, Lord, that you continue to guide and heal and be with them and to continue to pour out your blessing on them. In the name of Christ, amen. All right, so I'm going to pass some this way and some that way if you'll take one. And then here is some goodies for you if you would like. And know that I am so grateful for all that you're doing. Thank you. Do you need? That goes in the offering plate, I think. Yep. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. All right. You got one? Yep. Okay. There you go. Okay.
What we'll be reading today is Psalm 8, 1 through 9. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory to the in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies. To silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind and your mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them?
You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You have made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet. All flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim in the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Let's Let's thank Riley and Sean for their leadership this morning. When I talked with the children and youth, and the choir is going to come up, I talked with the children and youth and asked if they would lead one Sunday a month and ask them if they would do this Sunday. And they have done such a great job. They're going to take a break in the summer, and they will come back in the fall and lead you once a month as well. The song the choir is going to sing this morning is actually out of your hymnal, Dona Nobis Pacem. It is a word that means grant us peace. So hear the choir as we sing this to you.
That we hope God will grant Pastor Sue and Jim peace in their retirement.
This week, we're praying for Marsh Funeral Chapel as we pray for our businesses in town. Remember all of those that need our prayer. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are here with us today, every day of our lives. We ask, Lord, that you bathe us with your guidance and your comfort, your healing touch. Lead us to always follow you. And Lord, we thank you for dying on the cross for us, that we can be forgiven of our sins. And we ask, Lord, that you bathe each one of us with your forgiveness and grace and mercy. And know that we desire to follow you, to be faithful and obedient. We pray these things as you have taught us to pray, to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's stand as we sing our hymn of preparation, the first song of Isaiah. Let's just do it once, though. Our word this morning comes out of the New Testament of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 3 to 11. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. And whether I'm in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Thought about this sermon for quite some time. What am I going to say? And I have been coached with Reverend Alice Townley, who did the leading of the workshop along with Patty Dennis. She coaches me every month, and I said, I want to go out on a good note with a good message and love for all of you. She suggested a book, and I got that book like I need another book, right? If you see my office and my home, I have boxes and boxes of books. And I said, how am I going to do this? I want to do this well. And I was packing up some of my books in my office. And God is so good, because one of those books dropped right into my hand out of all the rest of them. And it was a book called Making a Good Move by Mike Koiner. Well, I know you may not know Michael Koiner, but I knew Mike Koiner when I was in Indiana. He was friends with my senior pastor when I was on staff as Christian Ed director, and Mike and Doug would go out and play golf, and so he'd come to the office, and we'd say, hi, Mike, and Doug and Mike would go out and do their thing. Well, Mike actually became bishop in Indiana, and unfortunately, Mike passed away last year, as I kind of followed his path. But in his book, Making a Good Move, I turned to sermons that he has suggested, not the sermon itself, but the titles and the scriptures. And there were several to choose from. And this is where this one comes from. It's not mine. I want you to know that. Mike said, thank you for being partners with this passage of scripture. And I took that and I said, God, that is the Holy Spirit working of what I should do and what I should say for you. Even though these were Paul's words, there are a lot of mine that I could read and say to you that I will remember you. I thank you. I thank you for all that you have done in the time that I've been here. It seems like it's been a quick 4 years. And I thank those that are listening on the radio. This is a great ministry that we can reach out to you. And I'm glad that you are able to listen and pray that you continue to listen. And if you want to be a sponsor, please know that you can call the church office and we can get you set up. Today, God, Father, Holy Spirit is one that I want to thank first. Thank God for the ministry. I've been in ministry for 24 years plus 6 years on staff as Christian Ed Director. So 30 years, I'm ready to retire. I thank Jesus for what he's done in my life and in your life, and for the Holy Spirit moving to lead me to know how I can best help you as a church. But there's others I want to thank, and Brett Lester came to mind. Brett has, as chief of police, we've connected, and he has supported me, and we've had time to be in prayer. We've had time to talk, and there were some other mission things that I would have loved to have done, but it didn't work out in our community. But Brett was always there and always supportive, and I know that he's a great asset to this community. You know, this has been a good community to live in, to work in. And as I went to the bank the other day to change my address and do some other work, I went inside because normally you just do the drive-through, but I went inside so I could do the business without holding up a line. And Janet was the bank teller that day that worked on me. And I mentioned, yes, I'm a pastor and I'm retiring. And she goes, oh, you're the voice on the radio. And I said, yes. And that has happened to me several times of running into people and saying, and that's why it's such a great ministry on the radio. People who are shut in can listen and hear, but also those that may not step into the church. Because, see, the church is not about the building. Did you hear that? The church is not about the building. It's about the people. The people are the church. And there are many, even though they're not sitting in our pews, there are many who feel that this is their church. And they will call me and say, you are my pastor. And I just want to thank them for allowing me to be their pastor. Some of them even have other pastors and go to church. And they just want to listen and hear what I might have to say. I want to thank our children and youth today. You have partnered well with me. I love it, but when I come down and you do head, shoulders, knees, and toes, I can't do it with you unless I'm sitting in the pew because you're too fast and too good. And they would just say, oh, just join us. Thank you for that offer. But you guys have grown. I've watched you, and I thank the Sunday school teachers, the pianist, Paula, thank you. For Aaron being the Christian Ed Director, you have done so much with these children and with Vacation Bible School. Continue to do what you do because you do it good. And I thank you, kids, for being here. And for those that are listening, I pray that if you're not in a church, you will come and be a part. One of the things that as this day went on and I was planning it, was I picked a song called I Am Who I Am, and I wanted the choir to sing that this Sunday, but as we practiced, it just didn't quite come together. And so Linda suggested the song, Dona Nobis Pacem, Grant Us Peace. And Linda, no offense, but I thought, really? It's one of her favorites, but it's not one of my favorites. However, in that, as I began to put all my message together, it was perfect because it was the Holy Spirit that led her to say, let's do this song, and it works perfectly in my message to say, peace to all of you. My peace I give to you. My peace. Thank you, Linda. You know, there's so many people that I could name, and I would probably forget somebody. So I'm not going to do that, but I just want you just to raise your hand. If you've served here in the church in the last 4 years that I've been here, would you just raise your hand? Let's just see how many of us here and in Deckerville. We have Deckerville here too. Just raise your hand. I just want to thank you for your work. You've done a great job. I appreciate everything you've done. You can put your hands down. And know that I pray that you will continue to lead the church and be the leaders. We have, over the last couple years, as many pastors, this has been a historic time, a time when it's been difficult to be a pastor, when we've had a pandemic, when so many natural disasters have happened, when the struggles have occurred. And you know that I have struggled. Many of you have sat with me and probably cried with me or prayed with me. But I am so grateful that God has always held me in the palm of his hands. Because even though all of us struggle, whether it's been COVID, whether it's been finances, whether it's been conflict, whether it's been natural disasters, we've come together as a church, one body with one Lord. And that's what it's all about. Everybody has struggles. We all struggle at some point. Don't have to stay in those struggles, but we all struggle. So I say this, and I don't say this lightly. If I've hurt you, I ask for your forgiveness. Know that even with hurts, healing comes through Jesus Christ. None of us are perfect. Lisa Clark will be coming in as your pastor. She will not be perfect either. She is a human being like I am a human being. And I pray that you will reach out to her and love her and give her empowerment to do the job that God has sent her here to do. And I want you to know that I love you, but I will no longer be your pastor. Don't call me for funerals. Don't call me for weddings. Don't call me for hospital calls. I will no longer be your pastor. However, I'm still pastor until June 30th. So I have a funeral this Friday. I'll be coming back for if something happens and somebody needs me. I'm still your pastor until June 30th. July 1st, I will not be your pastor. So know that. But know that Jim and I will be your friend. We can continue to have conversation. And as we grieve, I said there would be a little grief part in here. As we grieve, there's five things I want you to think about. I want you to know that I thank you, that I love you, that I ask for your forgiveness, that I ask you to forgive me, and I also forgive you for any wrongdoings. And then ask a blessing as we all grieve, change. And as we part, we will no longer be together, but the space between us can be holy ground, so that I can move forward and retire, have time with my husband, be able to see our families, do some traveling. And I thank you for all that you've done. And now I hold the baton once more as we set it back on the altar for the new pastor, as we transition, that she will pastor you and will do a great job. May you be blessed, and may you bless her. Amen. I'm going to have Linda Schramm come up, and then we'll do our closing song. I didn't let you know that, sorry. Linda has a few words, and I, as we depart. My right page. We'll start with this one. I thank you, the members and friends of Sandusky and Deckerville United Methodist Churches, for the love and support you have shown me while I have ministered among you. I am grateful for the ways my leadership has been accepted. I ask forgiveness for the mistakes I have made, and as I leave, I carry with me all that I've learned from here.
We receive your thankfulness, offer forgiveness, and accept that now you are to leave as pastor, or as retiring pastor. We express our gratitude for your time being among us. We ask your forgiveness for our mistakes. Your influence on our faith and our faithfulness will not leave us with you with your departure.
I accept your gratitude and forgiveness, and I forgive you, trusting that our time together and our parting are pleasing to God. I release you from turning to me and depending on me. I encourage your continuing ministry here and will pray for you and for your new pastor, Lisa Clark. Let us pray.
Eternal God, whose steadfast love for us is everlasting to everlasting, we give you thanks for cherished memories and commend one another into your care as we move in new directions. Keep us one in your love forever through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Know that Linda is your lay leader and she has responded on your behalf. Linda, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you now, she's got a prayer. Did I just lose the page? You have it.
Yes.
Yep.
This is a prayer for the beginning of retirement. Eternal God, you hold the times and seasons, the endings and beginnings in your hand. Bless Pastor Sue, who now enters a new time of life. We give you thanks for tasks accomplished, for the joys and the pains woven into the fabric of her years. Give Pastor Sue the guidance of your Holy Spirit. May days no longer filled with obligations be freed for new activities and associations. May fears and uncertainties about the future be transformed into quiet confidence. May each new day be received as a sacred trust and lived to your glory through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand for our closing song, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time here. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.